Hey, this is Jeff Jacks from Questionable Content, and you're listening to the Webcomics Beacon.
Now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
All right. Okay. I think we got it. Welcome to episode 53 of the Webcomic Beacon, and this is us. This is Fess of PSIWebcomic.com, and with me is Tanya of Betapwn.com. Welcome.
Hello.
This is our spectacular failure of 1 year special. Probably going to be spectacular failure. Yeah, I just upgraded the site, and it seems that when I upgraded the site, everything kind of went screwballs. So hopefully I got it fixed now. Let's hope it records properly this time, too. I've just been having a really bad luck with recording the show lately.
We've just been having really bad luck altogether.
Well, here, let's back up. Let's record it on TalkShoe. Just to have a little
backup. Speaking of
TalkShoe. Recorded live.
Recorded live.
Speaking of redundancy, Hans will not be here taking notes for us today.
Well, Dungeon something. What?
Yeah. Dungeon Warden?
Dungeon Warden, yeah. He was, yeah. He recorded it last time and he sent us, and excellent. So he's, if he's here, he'll probably be recording notes again. Otherwise, he can, yep, yeah. There he is. Hey!
Hi! Okay. Excellent.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, Dungeon Warden. How's it going?
Hi. Oh, pretty good.
So you're going to be our note taker today, right?
Yep.
Sweet. Remember that a few episodes ago when it was like all like really cruddy and stuff? Oh, wait, that was like the past three.
I was going to say, you're going to have to be more specific.
yeah, because I don't want to listen to the whole show again. We have Dungeon Warden here be a note taker. Sometimes a guy named Hans Meyer also takes notes, and sometimes they catch each other's, they miss something or other. But he's not going to be here today. Tell us what website you're from.
From DungeonLegacy.com.
And can you tell us a little bit about what's over there?
Yes, it's a fantasy comic about a group of adventurers who try to save the world one dungeon at a time while trying to prevent killing each other in the process.
Which is good for adventurers.
So is it kind of like inspired by like Dungeons and Dragons type of role playing type of stuff?
I think the new 4th edition. Some of the 4th edition characters.
Oh, I'm sorry, what was that?
It's a new 4th edition of Dungeons & Dragons, so I have some of the 4th edition character classes in my comic.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
Excellent.
Yeah, 4th edition. Didn't the 3.5 only come out like 3 years ago? How often do they come out with those?
Probably every 3 or 4 years.
That's kind of...
Yeah, it's just like when they feel like it, when people complain enough about the other one.
Yeah, probably.
They come up with another one. I haven't played 4th edition yet. I'm stuck in the past. We just finished an Eberron quest. I'm like that far behind.
I don't like Dungeons and Dragons. Too much freaking dice chucking and reworking the paper crap and everything. I prefer World of Darkness role playing. I don't know. Is that supposed to be blasphemy or something?
I don't know if I'd go with blasphemy.
I prefer the D10 system. I guess I'm on my own. All right, Dungeon Warden, thanks for calling in.
Yep, you're welcome.
All right, catch you later.
Okay.
Yay.
All right, we'll be accepting calls all night because we really don't have any sort of plan.
Which is also terribly unusual. Oh my. That has never happened before.
Well, I'm still making sure that the site's fixed. Because for some reason the plugins didn't
this will be the
freaking
programming
work.
Episode.
Yay! Looks like the archives are all back up. Yay!
Hey.
That is what was wrong with it. Cool. Anyway, this is the Webcomic Beacon, and we broadcast and record the show live almost every Sunday of the week, except on the second Sunday, then we record the Saturday before. Usually we try to do something, usually at 3 p.m. Eastern. Always on TalkShoe, webcomicbeacon.com/live.
It's anyway, good. You have that TalkShoe thing down.
Yeah, this show is about webcomics, in case you haven't gathered that. We're also, pretty big amateurs here as far as podcasting goes, and I don't think we'd have it any other way.
No. I'm too lazy. And, I'm sorry, I've got things to do.
What?
No, I've got things to do to be too professional.
Oh, okay.
It's about priorities. I'm here to talk about boobies and webcomics, and the rest of it, let it go to the wind.
Ah, speaking of, oh man, anybody know, there's like a booby project somewhere. It's not like webcomics, but it's like art and such. Ah.
It's a booby project?
No, I don't remember what it was, but it was like, Diana of Jinxville.com had drawn at least one, the open source boobs project, is that it?
The open source boobs project. That's kind of up close and personal.
Is that it? It's like, there's always like booby drawings and such like that.
Well, the open source boob project is, as far as I know, an excuse to grope people.
Okay, maybe that's not it.
Okay. Unless it was just presented to me in a different way.
No, I have no idea. Then I forgot what it was. But there's a site out there, I don't know if you can Google it, where it's like basically booby drawings, and she was commissioned to actually draw one of these booby drawings, but it was concealed, and such. It wasn't naked boobies that she drew anyway, and I'm sure there's naked boobies on the site as well. Man, I really wish I remember what that is, but let's do some whatchamacallums.
Yeah.
Milestones. Awesome. We're segueing into milestones. This week, as reported to us at webcomicbeacon@gmail.com, we have Tally Road hits 100 strips. That's at, he emailed me without the URL. But I'm pretty sure he's in Jinx Tigers in the chat room and can tell us. What is his URL?
Sorry.
Tallyroad.com. There we go. TallyRoad.com. Also, other milestones. Tanya, check the chat room for people mentioning milestones while I skim our new emails, see if we got any more.
Doing? I'm looking.
Oh, do you know who I forgot to get on the show?
No. Because I have no idea. I don't see anybody else with milestones. Anybody with milestones? Milestones? Oh. Are we going to do the Audra? Are we waiting for the next week?
Oh, might as well do it now because he's probably not going to remember to email. No, he'll just email me every day just until... Okay, yeah. Coming up real quick is Audra web audracomic.com is hitting 3 years on December 5th. And I think that's about it for milestones, because I don't see any more in the emails.
All right.
But we do... I'm going to get the news right out of the way, because I'm just going to forget. Hi, is Mark there? Hello?
Let me know. That's what I'm
thinking. Still ringing. He has to pick up. I forgot to invite Mark Savory to the show, our webcomic reviewer.
Way to go.
Here, let me... Text, make some of the big text. Mark.
Ah, here's something else that we should mention is that Tally Road, aside from having a lovely, milestone, is now in color.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Color's always good.
It's almost shinier always good. Than it was before.
Shiny. We also have, remember when we had Tony Pyro or Pyro of Calamities of Nature on before to talk about advertising?
I do.
Well, he has, normally we don't do this, but since he's been on the show before, we want to mention he has a guest strip contest. Calamities of Nature has announced its first guest strip project, a contest. The three best strips submitted by December 22nd will have their comics featured as the December 28th, December 31st, and January 2nd updates. In addition, each winner will receive a signed copy of the Calamities of Nature Volume 1 collection. If you don't win, it's still all good. All other submissions will be featured in the blog individually on Tuesdays and Thursdays and have their comics saved in the gallery. For more details, check out calamitiesofnature.com.
Yes.
Come on, Mark, get in the show. Get in the show. You're supposed to be here. I should have gotten you sooner, but yeah, you're supposed to be here.
And I looked up the open source food project, and it is really an excuse to grow people. So
okay, that sounds like it's really
not
unrelated.
The same thing. I think we're looking for something else. So if anyone else knows what Fest might be talking about, we're looking for something drawn, a little less hands-on.
let's see. That's already taken care of. That's already taken. What the hell is this?
Oh, I don't know. We should have gotten together for the year episode. We should have gone to, where the hell do you live? Minnesota?
Yeah.
Should have just popped over to Minnesota. Showed up. Woke your ass up.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that would have worked. You're in, what, Texas?
I'm in Colorado.
Oh, Colorado.
Which is different than Texas.
We got an email from Kithara and Nimro, I think, of KC Strip. Ever hear that?
No.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
I'm sorry.
Not entirely sure what she sent. They sent, like, a big list about stuff about their comic. I'm not entirely sure. But they sent an email about regarding our Writing Ahead episode. Wow. So that's a while back. Here's a quotable is what they're saying, and I'm just going to go ahead and read it. Writing Ahead. Some would argue that writing ahead for a webcomic is a critical part of maintaining a pace to the story, to meter out character development, or even allow for timing and benchmarks to correspond to events online or in the real world. These all can be true, but one of the less obvious contributions of writing ahead is the counterintuitive effect of allowing for spontaneity. Yes, when one works up with a written framework or script from which to build the comic, that framework can only be so exact. Even if the script is exceedingly specific, use commas. Holy crap. There are still those subtle details, especially in the art or nuance of the wordplay, that can add to a special tint to a scene or a subtle meaning of the dialogue. These opportunities are more apt to arise or be more apparent because the prepared outline that helps to take the bulk of the creative effort off the shoulders of the artists. When so many other real-life distractions can slow, derail, or even stop a comic, having a manner of pre-planning can save on having to construct each installment from scratch, thereby allowing a greater spontaneity, which can never be written ahead.
Yes. All right.
Well, thank you very much for your email and your what you call a quotable.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the beep.
I'm not gonna. Damn it, Mark. Mark, are you there? Answer. Anyway, their webcomic is KC Strip, and looks like they neglected to
give a URL.
Oh, no. It looks like they update in a blog.
Hey.
Hey, Mark.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Hey.
How goes?
Ah, a little thing said you were away.
Yeah. we've already been recording for about 15 minutes here.
I completely forgot.
Real quick before we get to my talk show going
and everything, and there's nobody there.
I just posted a URL into the chat room about the KC Strip, I guess, forum updated website, as was emailed to me. All I can say is get a real site or something like that. Searching through the archives could be a complete pain in the butt for anybody really interested.
Yeah.
I haven't even looked at it much yet, but I can already tell it would be pretty pain in the butt to look through a forum as well. But that's KC Strip. And Mark, we're kind of going over the news and such right now in the beginning. And I hear there's a new cookbook out.
There is, and boy, is it exciting. I'm all Twitter-pated as we speak and stuff. Yes, there is. I have a new cookbook that I put together because I felt this was there are a few webcomic-themed cookbooks out there, but there's not very many of them,
mm-hmm.
and mine's bigger.
And therefore better.
I can honestly say that. And the cookbook is, too. And I well, that took like a whole 4 seconds to register. I got to
work all right.
Yeah, but I thought that might be a fun way to promote the comic strip in an unusual way. Because even if nobody likes the comic, at least, well, you know, maybe they'll buy a cookbook or something. So it's not really a lose-lose situation.
Does it have that recipe for relish in it?
It does not.
Oh,
no,
you should write it down and stick it in the books before you ship them out.
There are it's all print on demand, so it'll be hard. There's relishes in there, but this particular the relish I'm working on in the story at Autumn Lake right now isn't in there. I do have it, though. Maybe in, like, the second volume, if this one actually sells a copy.
Right.
I might, might consider another volume. I've got enough recipes to do it with, so. Yeah.
Well, cool. I remember a while ago, when I first started making my webcomic, there was a wiki out there that was, I think it had, like, webcomic-related foods or whatever. Basically, it was kind of like one of those know-nothing sites where anybody could just go on and is like, oh, this recipe sounds like something that my character would eat, and you kind of make up a name. So it was kind of like one of those little dumb things I don't think really took off, but...
Yeah.
So
there was a webcomic drinks one as well.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember submitting a few. Boy, looking back, boy, what was a freaking idiot. And stuff.
The only one I submitted is actually a choking hazard. So,
well, I had one that was a grasshopper shot with a grasshopper in it. For whatever reason, I don't.
Well, because you know you got that whole anthro thing, and they eat bugs.
Yeah,
makes sense.
But I do say you have to remove the legs first.
You do because they get stuck in your teeth,
your throat.
Yeah. I eat grasshoppers; they're good.
No,
they're
yummy. It was a shot. You're supposed to swallow it whole.
Aww.
See how gross I am? I should have mentioned this last week. I don't remember if it was. Station V3 hit 2,000 strips. I could have sworn I mentioned it, but it wasn't in my show notes.
Uh-oh.
So, if not, there it is. Station V3 hits 2,000 strips. Mark, we really don't know how we're doing for this show. We're just kind of like, hey, when you're special, and just be like, there's nothing special about it.
And it's taken a year for you to realize that. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We're slow on the uptake and pretending to be ironic all at the same time.
It's ironic, not moronic. That's my job.
Okay. I'm sorry.
All right.
It's supposed to be ironic.
Fest is actually trying to move this along in a direction.
I am.
Like we have somewhere to go.
We do have somewhere to go. And now it's time for break.
Thank you for calling the hotline for thegeekmedia.com. If you are a fan of social media, podcast, machinima, video games, or music, please press the number 1 and someone will be with you soon. If
you are not prepared,
please dial 0 and an operator will be with you shortly. Thank you again for calling thegeekmedia.com's customer service hotline. And please remember, we're always available 24/7 at www.thegeekmedia.com.
Every 15 to 20 minutes, I like to get a break in so I can do our little 1 minute break periods where we advertise for RampageNetwork.com, which graciously is hosting us right now. Also, we talk about, we mentioned our talk show broadcasts and recordings. We also mention our affiliates, The Geek Media at TheGeekMedia.com. And any other people who would be willing to throw large amounts of money to us, nudge, nudge, hint, hint, wink, wink, we'd be also grateful for them and advertise you as well. Such a whore. Hey, someone's gotta pay for ads and you know, the URL.
Yeah,
I can't get this chat room stuff to come up for me, but it's probably my. If I can,
you are not prepared. I love that one.
I was totally prepared.
That's a good Doom voice, Chris.
Well, that's part of the one of the Geek Media promos, actually. I don't know if you ever listened to the show, Tanya.
I do. I usually listen to it at work, though, so I miss bits.
Oh, sure.
Anyway. They love me listening to it at work lately, let me tell you. Wow. Okay.
Well, let's go through the chat room. Who we got here? We only got a few people this time. We had more people in... Oh, wait. No, it's there.
No.
We have Dungeon Warden. We got someone named Lily. Amulets is back. I remember when she first called in a long time ago, and we had some issues because it was really delayed. Jinx Tiger, Double D Comics. Tara of Galaxian Comics is here. Jason from Ardra, MG Sisk, who I'm planning to have on the show later. He's been pretty active in the webcomic list forums, mostly talking about WordPress plugins, Comic Press, something called Webcomic and Inkblot, or something like that. We hope to have him in the show sometime to talk about using WordPress, Comic Press, or Inkblot for your site. Tanya's in the chat room. I'm in the chat room. Someone named Pirate Leprechaun is in the chat room.
In the chat room?
Charlie Horkino.
It's a leprechaun.
Charlie! I'm reminded of Charlie the Unicorn.
I shall know you be giving me your treasure now.
Oh, jeez.
Army-y.
Oh, that's funny. All right.
Are we back?
I think so. I don't know. We never come back from break. We go to break.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we've been back. We're back a few minutes ago.
Sort of saunter back.
Well, he lied. The only reason we ever go to break is so that he can get our guests to think that we're not recording, and then they can say horrible things that he can use at the 2 little seconds at the end.
Well, either that, I like to do it as if we're coming back, as if we already were talking about something. So it's kind of like, yeah, party. pathetic.
You're making people like just envy the fact that there were people listening live. Is that it? You're trying to get more people to listen live?
Oh, yeah.
by pretending that we have a freaking blast every break.
And as far as having a freaking blast, remember that webcomic Bacon comic I've been talking to people about?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I think we should go ahead and start talking about that on December 7th, our next show.
Okay.
I'm going to... And if that doesn't work, then it'll be December 13th, the Saturday, if in case there's not enough time. We're going to talk about basically making a communal webcomic, kind of like the guest strip project, only a little bit more controlled and more worked
less
on.
Less charity-based.
Yeah, less charity-based. And just we're just going to work on it, mostly creating characters in the direction we want for this gag strip and short story type of comic. Once again, we're looking at creating some open source characters, or at least some usable Creative Commons characters, just so we don't have to worry about who owns what character, and we don't want this character. So, you know, basically making it so that we don't have to worry about rights of these main characters, just so that everyone can be a little bit more free in using them. And it could be pretty fun, and we can also throw up guest strips like the guest strip project and just throw them right on in the middle, as well as have like the main crew of the webcomic Bacon comic to roll out. It'd be, I don't know, maybe I'm making too many expectations and too many projects for myself once again. But
yeah, it's like
I'm thinking we should all be in it. Like you could have Bacon Fest, and there could be Bacon Tanya.
We could, you know,
Bacon Mark.
I hope
Bacon
to have,
Mark.
I hope to have Bacon Becky in there.
We could get Bacon's together, own, sizzle. Yeah.
Webcomic Beacon's own Becky. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was funny.
Piece of toast, maybe.
Oh, now you're getting kinky. All right.
What are you thinking about?
Did you miss the sizzle comments? He missed it, Mark.
Yep, then I said a walking piece of toast, and then you're talking about being kinky, and then never mind.
I could explain it to you if you're
I know,
curious.
No. this is we're trying to be a family show.
Oh, are we? Oh, we're trying to be a family show now. You started the broadcast with a string of profanities. Do you remember this?
No.
I missed that part.
We've already mentioned boobs twice. There's no point. We can't go back.
Mentioned twice? Do you know how many times booby was said on this show already?
Boobs, well, yeah,
point.
But it was
works
just
for me.
It was like two different instances of booby clusters.
A cluster of boobs, and I missed it. Story of my life.
I keep track of these things.
Hey.
It should happen to me.
Jason, Jason, send an email to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com, and I'm going to talk. You bring up vote incentives. I'm going to talk about vote incentives for a show sometime. I think that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, actually, I think that would be a good idea. I don't do it anymore, but I can still talk about it.
I actually ditched a couple of those buttons.
Yeah, I ditched them all.
I ditched them all as well. I ditched them all. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I kept the webcomic list one just because, well, I hang out over there, but I ditched the other two or three I had up.
I think I even ditched that one.
Yeah, I ditched all of them. I just, you know, it was really good when I started out. It was a great idea to kind of get out there, but yeah. Meh. Then it just became one more thing I was supposed to keep up with.
Right.
And unlike Fess, I try to keep my projects to a usable minimum.
Yeah. You and your mysteriously broken hand, and you can't draw and update it anymore.
It's not broken.
What project was that from?
No, it's actually getting better. And I started drawing again this weekend, so I'm going to give it another couple weeks, and then we'll be back up.
I'm gonna surprise call some Skype people into Skype.
Oh, excellent! Snipe calling. What we're doing now.
Did you all have a good turkey day? You probably talked about that already, but
did we?
No, we didn't.
We totally just ditched Thanksgiving. Yeah, it was good. My whole family was there. It was nice.
Well, my brother and I had to drive maybe about an hour and a half away to go to grandma's, and we hit some traffic we weren't expecting. It was like, ooh, Thanksgiving, go figure. And we're like, I was like, oh, get out of the way, go faster, I want turkey.
Nice. Turkey so, pirate.
Right.
How was yours, Mark?
I had a good turkey day. I went over to some friends. I have some friends I've known for years, and they take me in on holidays.
Nice.
Because I can't get back up to New England from where I am. It's too costly. So yeah. That's what I do. But that's okay because I had like free turkey and stuff, and it was awesome. And my friend Autumn, who cooked it, she cooked the turkey upside down.
Yeah.
Which on purpose, which
sure, made sure.
Super tender and super really? Awesome.
Yeah.
It, well, yeah, really, it's a way to do it.
Yeah, you cook it upside down because then all the juices run into the breast, which is what everybody eats, instead of the back, which everybody just leaves in the pan for soup.
Right. Yeah, and yeah. It was so tender. When we tried to turn it over so you can slice the white meat, it just kind of all was falling so apart awesome. And stuff. So we just dug in. That was awesome.
That's
awesome.
That sounds awesome.
Really good. Awesome. I made some of my cranberry chutney, and
ooh.
I brought that.
And I brought rolls because I'm lame. That's what that is. I went to the store and I bought rolls, and I said, "Here, Mom, rolls." Yeah, I suck.
You just had rolls?
Well, no. The whole dinner was there, but everybody was supposed to bring like a little thing, so I brought rolls. That's what I signed up for. Hardcore there. Rolls.
Yeah. Crap it.
We did manage to avoid any large family issues, which is good.
Huzzah!
Huzzah, yeah. Yay, everyone got along and nobody claimed somebody else was going to hell and Crazy Aunt
Hello?
Grace went somebody else. Oh.
Hello, is this Zach?
Yeah.
Hey, Zach, how's it going? This is the Webcomic Beacon.
Oh, dang, I forgot all about that.
Well, we're recording right now, actually. You're live.
Oh, okay.
Fess obviously didn't see that news article about those British broadcasters who called people and got in trouble.
Yeah, no. He doesn't catch the news.
No. Hey, Zach, how's it going?
Good. I was just playing Gears of War 2.
Oh, okay. Well, since this is our one-year spectacular here, and we're I guess we're bothering people now, can you tell us a little bit about your website?
Yeah.
Wait, now
I guess
gonna...
so. I'm part of Unamused Comics at unamused-comics.com, and we are sort of a gateway. I don't know. The other two people who make comics on there don't really update as of late. I don't know. They're busy at the moment with other endeavors. But I update.
Yay!
You insert comic here, and I don't know, I'm fairly ahead of schedule. Update twice a week. And my comic is about, like, random things, pretty much.
But you also have a storyline going on, don't you? You have a separate update page for your storyline and separate update page for random stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't got anything written out, but it's kind of things that are connected.
Oh, well, yeah.
I don't know. Is that a mistake, not writing?
No. Well, it all depends on if you listen to our writing episode of the Webcomic Beacon.
Oh, I probably did. I just forgot.
And let's see here. I wanted to ask you about you separated your archives, essentially. You used to update it all at once, and then you separated them. This is something I did for my site as well. I think it's a good idea, actually.
What do you mean by separated your archives?
Separated the ones that are really connected, like the story stuff, and then just the really random stuff that kind of interrupts the pace of the story or the semi-story, I suppose.
Ah, gotcha.
But then do you count them all towards your total strip count? Or do you count it as, like, one's a side project and, I don't know, semantics, I suppose?
I do the lazy thing. I count them all.
Yes, me too. Actually, no, I think I stopped counting, but I will count them. I might have 200 strips already, 300 strips by now. Who knows?
200.
Yeah. Well, Jacob, you you have a really cool style, and you also drew one of our covers one time. I think you had Becky as a beatnik or something like that at one point. It was pretty cool. You were also one of the Jenny Everywhere draw to win contest winners, and you actually have a Jenny Everywhere card as part of the Wagon Webcomic Battle trading card game.
Me?
Yes.
No, I thought you were talking to, you said Jacob.
Oh, wait, yeah, I guess, Zach, you also did. Jacob also did as well, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him on the show, too. So anyway, that's all we're doing. We're just calling people and bothering people for our 1 year. Not so special.
Barely
spectacular.
Yay, spectacular failure. All right, we'll let you get back to playing Gears of War, then. Thanks for being on the show, Zach.
Oh, no problem, dude. When are we going to discuss that thing? Is that next episode?
I believe so. That's what I'm going to try for.
Bacon.
I got to get in on that.
Sounds awesome. We'll be looking for you then.
Fun.
All right. Well,
hang up on him.
No, he's still there. He's just cutting out a little bit. All right, Zach. Well, hopefully catch you next week then.
Okay. I guess I'll listen to this later then. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's nice. It's good.
How do I hang up on this?
I'll do it.
It's kamikaze calling. Oh, my God.
This is awesome.
What part of you thought this was a good idea? You don't know what these people are doing. They could be doing special things.
Well, then why are they on talk show?
Oh, you know, because...
And why don't they answer like they're all out of breath? And
some people like an audience fest. I'm just saying.
Oh, jeez. You're terrible. You're terrible. You're just...
Just that.
You're just terrible.
I'm just, you know, advancing the possibility that you could be disturbing people.
Me? No.
You never know. Were you going to call Jacob? Because he's here there. Wow. See him. Hi.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll call him.
He's typing, so he can't be that busy.
He told me to give him a minute, so maybe he's busy.
He might be.
Yeah. Oh, welcome to episode 53, Spectacular Failure number 4, or something.
I'm not sure how many.
I don't know, but I do try to keep track.
Of the 52 episodes, there's only been like 3 or 4 spectacular failures, so we're keeping 2 tallies.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Jacob in just because I'm just looking at people who I have on my Skype contacts and are here, and I'm just, you know, adding them. And spectacular. All right. No words in the vernacular.
Oh, hey, that rhymes. That's impressive.
That was Lily in the chat room who, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, and Rouge Rules?
No, my mind.
No, it's a quote from...
Oh, okay. All right. Yep, Zach had the third place card of Jenny Everywhere, and he also had this version of Jenny Everywhere he did for the trading card, also for the 24-hour comic, which is all linked on theshifterarchive.com. You can find it there. It was actually pretty funny. The 24-hour comic was just basically him making a 24-hour comic, you know, one of those this is what I'm doing type of comic. And he had Jenny just kind of pop in and is shifting various things that are just like she turned a bird into a whale, which was kind of funny, and it just kind of got ridiculous. So it was just kind of fun. Jacob of Austinpedia.org also did one. He was second place, and he hasn't done anything yet with her. Specifically, but he did do that hourly comic that we talked about once before, where he was updating a comic every hour that he was awake, and he did a dream sequence of where he was basically on adventures with Jenny Everywhere. It's pretty funny. Gotta invite him into the show. Jacob, Jacob, Jacob. There we go.
We should have done like a little montage of spectacular failures past.
Hello.
Hey, Jacob.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the Webcomic Beacon.
Yeah, I know. I just came home and I just turned on the show and you're talking about me, saying I've done things that I have not done, and I'm like, what?
What?
Oh, when I was talking to Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had your window open by accident because I was trying to add you both at the same time, but you both weren't there at first. So, yeah, we were talking about you and how you had second place of the Jenny Everywhere, trading card thing, and how you had a Jenny Everywhere in an hourly comic that you did, right?
Yeah, that's completely true. I admit.
Well, when are you going to be doing something with the character that you drew for the card?
I know. I said I would do that, and I'm going to. Only I'll probably make like a sort of black and white type of Apathy Adventures type comic with her in it, going like one character falling down the page, and she's going up the page. So she's going in different directions time wise, and something like that.
Oh yeah, so. I think you mentioned a little bit about that. All I have to do is say get to it, and
yeah, so I have to do it. I put a quote from that comic on the card, and I haven't actually made the comic yet.
Oh,
directions opposite and traveling be to seem we damn
yeah, something like that.
Anyway, tell us a little bit about awesomepedia.org, since I'm basically just pimping people's stuff this right now.
Sounds awesome. I started it like in the beginning of this year, and it's just a place where I put my comics. So I basically have two big comics called one called Awesome Planet, which is about some people discovering they have crappy superpowers and going, what do we do with these? And that one's on a bit of a hiatus for a while, and then I have until early next year. And then there's Apathy Adventures, which is that gray thing, which is just stick figures with a gray background. And I did my hourly comics in that style as well. And those are it's interesting how those are much more popular than the Awesome Planet ones, which I actually put a lot of effort into, but the gray ones are much more popular because they're sort of, ooh, a gag, and then it stumble up on and I get thousands of visitors, and I'm like, hey, check out my other comic. It's good.
And they're like, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing about success online. It's a combination of skill and luck, and it seems to be mostly about luck.
Yeah.
Random luck.
Yeah, right now I'm sort of taking a break from both of the comics because I'm recording a film. So I just got back from recording some of that. It's like a short. I'm studying like film production, so I'm making a short Christmas type movie thing.
Oh.
And which will be posted on my website, so you can go there and look at it.
Huzzah!
Huzzah!
I'll put it up. I think I'm going to, if I manage, put it up in like 6 weeks throughout December. So. Part one should be tomorrow. I'm going to be all up all night editing it. So if you go to awesomepedia.org tomorrow, December 1st, people, there should be an episode of that.
Well, this show will probably be out on Thursday or Friday. So go back in time to tomorrow.
Yeah, there might be two episodes if I edit like crazy.
All right. Awesome. Let's see. Well, that's pretty much it. We got to go to break now. But Jacob, thanks for coming on the show for just a little bit, talking about your stuff.
Appreciate it.
Sure.
All right. We'll catch you later then.
Okay, bye.
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 And now to break.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on RampageNetwork.com. Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at WebcomicBeacon.com/live.
love you.
And of course, I like press stop recording.
I'm gonna play that back again and again and again and again and again.
But of course, I pressed stop recording when you said that, so I didn't catch any of it. Another reason why you should listen live.
It's another one of those things. It just reminds me of those Christmas specials with the Osmonds. And
I love those. I love them.
Oh, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah, they're awesome, aren't they? They're so bad, they're awesome.
They're so bad, they're awesome. Donnie Puri Christmas. I used to watch that on a VHS. Yep, I would watch that just on a regular basis, just to kind of go to sleep, too.
Sonny and Cher Christmas.
Absolutely. That was
with
really
William Conrad reading poetry was really good. On so many levels.
No.
What are your guys' favorite? Well, they were talking about this on Extra Life Radio. But what are your guys'?
Are we back?
Sure. And they're talking about
jumped in like the Tomorrow People.
Yeah, they're talking about their favorite Christmas specials. What are your guys' favorite Christmas specials? Mark, you go first.
Oh, God. Because I grew up watching all the cheesy ones in the 70s.
The claymation ones?
No. The Animagic ones. Those are awesome. They had a good run for a long time. And then they kind of sucked when they got to Rudolph's Shiny New Year. That was pretty bad.
Yeah, that one really blew.
Yeah, but any of those I would have to say are awesome. But there's so many. There's Charlie Brown. There's just so many. It's so hard to say.
Yeah.
Because there's so many that I love.
We still watch.
I have to go with Charlie Brown. Yeah, I have to go with that.
Yeah, you like the Charlie Brown with the Sad Little Christmas Tree?
You know they sell that at Target or something like that.
Yeah, I have a copy.
Christmas tree?
Yeah.
They
have a tree like that. Someone said they saw it somewhere for like $20.
Yeah. I have the Sam the Snowman from Rudolph, a little bobblehead Sam the Snowman.
Oh,
it's like all Burr Lives, all snowmany and stuff.
Yeah.
And he just kind of bobbles around like a snowman.
Oh, because snowmen bobble around.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, someone just mentions the Chipmunks Christmas.
Oh, wow.
So let me ask you, do you know what Yukon Cornelius was looking for?
I don't know what
it was. Actually, they cut this out, and you get it on the DVD. But he would throw his pickaxe up in the air, and it would come down, land the snow, and he'd lick it and say, "Ah, nothing."
Yeah, yeah.
And I assumed he was looking for gold. No.
Salt?
He was looking for a peppermint mine.
Oh, of course he was. That makes perfect sense.
He found one at the very end. Yeah, that's what they cut. He found one at the very end. And the little girl doll.
Yeah.
On the Isle of Misfits toys, nobody knows what's wrong with her. And it's so bad. She's actually there's nothing wrong with her as a toy except that she has psychological problems. That's what they said.
Oh my God.
That's what's wrong with the doll.
Really? They banished her because she has depressive issues?
Yeah. Because little dolls are supposed to be happy, and she was sad, so she was a misfit toy.
Oh, that's even
in the making.
That's way more terrible.
It's all true. It's all behind the scenes. It's all true. I kid you not.
There's a feminist statement for Valium. Holy crap. Welcome to the 1950s. Shape up, Mom. Pop one of those little white pills, or we'll ship you off.
Jeez. I never got some of those. It's like, okay, the squirt gun that shoots jelly, okay, we'll just clean it out.
And put in some water.
Yeah. What was the other ones?
There was the Charlie in the Box.
Yeah, Charlie in the Box.
And there was the train with the square wheels.
Yeah.
Easy fix.
That one is a problem, but still, yeah.
It was the bird that was a fish, I think, was the other one.
Because it was always in the water. Yeah.
And there was the polka dot elephant.
Yeah, I don't know what was wrong with the polka dot.
Give that one for Dad for Christmas. He's been hitting the eggnog.
That's what I was thinking, but yeah.
so there, teetotaling message.
Now, so how about you? What you? I'm sorry. Okay, you were going to say what your favorite was.
my favorite thing, the one thing I wish I had on tape, was MTV did a Christmas special, and on this Christmas special was Bing Crosby and David Bowie singing "Little Drummer Boy" together, and it's the most spectacular freaking thing I've ever seen. And I need it, and I haven't been able to find it. It's beautiful. So on YouTube? But I mean, it's so bizarre. I looked a while back, but I haven't looked since. I probably should.
Bowie.
It's perfect. It's perfect. To see the two of them in a room together at all is beautiful. But then to have them singing a nice little, you know, religious Christmas song is just, it's gorgeous.
Bow.
What's your favorite Christmas special, Fess?
I don't know. I was always really fond of the claymation Christmases, and I even found out that in within the past 5 years, even more claymation ones I never even saw before. Like someone in the chat room mentioned the Jack Frost one. I had never seen that one until now, and I don't even think I've seen the Santa Claus is Coming to Town one. Maybe I did. I don't quite remember. It was always like really
those are the Animagic specials, the Rankin and Bass. Animagic.
Yeah.
Right, the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I've always seen the Rudolph one, the one with Frosty the Snowman, right? No, that was a cartoon, wasn't it?
That was a cartoon
Frosty
they made.
Frosty the Snowman was, the intro was claymation, though.
That was by Paul Coker, or Paul Coker Jr., a Mad Magazine cartoonist, did the designs for that.
Huh.
I know way too much about television. Hey, somebody actually linked to this Bowie Meets Crosby.
I know, and I'm freaking out.
I'm freaking
so
out.
So happy.
Ba-ba-ba-boo.
Yay.
Well, let me see if I can get somebody else in here for Skype.
I may have this.
He might talk a bit much. We'll see if he can.
Who are you getting on? No one is going to invite me to do porn.
Oh, that guy?
Huh? What?
Oh, I still got to call that guy back.
RT.
Yeah.
He's fun as hell.
RT Barnum III.
Okay.
I've seen if Ben is here.
Yeah.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? You're on the Webcomic Beacon.
Great to be back for the holidays. This almost turned into a Christmas special itself.
Oh, have you been listening?
Yeah, I was in the chat room where there's a bear outside!
Okay.
I read that. I saw that up there, I did.
Oh, yeah, the California Raisins special. I remember that. Little walking turds, basically, it looks like.
I'm sorry.
What?
I mean, that had a lot of great music in it, though.
You gotta up your volume, Ben. I can't hear you.
Or maybe just bring me close to the mouth or something.
Yeah, we're just randomly calling people on Skype and stuff, and so you can plug your site. Don't you have, like, some sort of, like... Are you ending your comic?
No. What we're doing is just doing the omake section, which is, like, a little in-between stories break. And this one, I'm just kind of like, I'm just doing a really old thing that I drew a while back, and I'm finishing the pages and putting them up here because I never really put them out anywhere else. But that's going to end, this week is going to be the last page of that. And, it's going to, you know, have a little goofy end to it. And then we're going to go back to the regular chapters. Now, if you're talking long range ending, yeah, we did kind of create Peter's the Wolf with an ending in mind, but it's no set in stone scripts. Though the scripts change like every few pages, like how we're going to twist and turn. Kind of the Fred Perry of Gold Digger rule. Fred Perry rule was, when enough of your fans can predict what the twist will be, you change the twist.
That is true.
Yes.
I've had to do that a couple of times. Ever since I started updating the Drunk Doc, I've been getting... more feedback, I guess, than in my main site, my chat room. So I was like, we should talk about Drunk Duck someday. Anyway, Yeah, yeah.
I hope Dungeon's getting all of these future show ideas down along with all the links.
He doesn't need to write those down. Yeah. So, yeah. What? Totally forgot.
Yes. I don't think there was a subject other than just being in a 1 year anniversary and everybody stopping by to say hi. So.
Yay. We got to get you on another. Yay. We got to get you on another show sometime. But I'm slowly going back through the people who've been emailing us and say, "Hey, let me be on the show for guest hosting abilities." And so if you put in a request, I'm still getting to you.
Well, and if I come up with that, if I can think of anything new, I'll shoot you an email. And of course, I had a chance at Midwest Fur Fest a couple of weeks ago to hang out with Jinx Tiger. Of Tally Road.
Right.
And that was pretty cool. We were discussing, because that was like right after the episode on, what was it, Character Depth was released, and he had called in for that one.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I really wanted to go to Midwest Fur Fest, and I would have seen like Matt and Darcy of Codename Hunter, but I just couldn't get the days off. So I'm going to really try hard to see if I can whore myself out for a little bit to raise some money so I can go to AnthroCon next summer.
AnthroCon is always worth it. I got to say, Pittsburgh has been treating the furs really nicely. It's kind of interesting to see just a bunch of signs like "Welcome AnthroCon," "Welcome Furry," in front of all the local restaurants and stuff.
Oh, crazy! And,
well, they actually—I can't remember what's that new Kelsey Grammer show. They did an episode where one of the, like, the B story, you know, the story besides the main story was them sending one of the reporters to AnthroCon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they weren't actually at AnthroCon, but, you know, but they were but the story itself, the show, is set in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So they're talking about, you know, that there's a furry convention in town, and then they mention, like, you know, it brings in this many people every year, and so they send one of the guys down there, and of course the journalist, being like a typical media type, he's being a complete ass, and then he ends up getting in trouble at the convention in a very funny manner.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, I'm hoping that Matt and Kat from Bad the Drawn Kitties and Floppity are going to be there. They're from Canada, and they're planning to come down for either or both of Comic-Con and AnthroCon, so, you know.
I've yet to do a San Diego. I want to so bad, but it's like...
It's really cool.
Yeah.
When, and I can understand. I feel you, Fess, on the getting time off, because...
Yeah.
When you're like me, doing 12 to 15 cons a year, it gets really hard to schedule all of them. But you got to remember, like, this year alone, I usually work the art staff for Yomacon. I design all their badges and t-shirts and whatnot. And then this year, I also added Anime Next to that. So I was like, I was actually on art staff for two conventions. Imagine all that drawing, plus Peter's the Wolf, plus I did an issue of Shanda the Panda. I was just, like, working nuts. All that and the conventions.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see. It's like all the other conventions I've been to. The farthest one I've been to has been the St. Louis cookout for the Comic Genesis people. And even that, I had to take 2 days to get there by car. And going to AnthroCon, I may have to take a train. I think it's going to be cheaper than taking an airplane, but then I have to worry about finding a hotel that's close enough. The closest Motel 6, which is like, you know, $40-$50 a night, is like 12 miles away, so I'd have to take a cab or something like that. So I'm trying to figure out, maybe if I can meet somebody along the way who will help me drive there. I don't know. I got to figure something out.
If you go on AnthroCon's boards, the furries, unlike any other fandom, are really open to, like, ride shares and room shares.
Yeah.
Because at a lot of the time, like, a lot of people end up, you know, flaking out at the last minute. So all of a sudden, there's one person who's going to have, like, squeezing six people in his room, and now he's got him and one other person. So it's like, yeah, we got some room space. You know, here, you can actually have one of the beds instead of the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's something to look at, and I'm going to see if I can try to sell some drawings or whatever, if I'm good enough for that. Maybe a couple of bucks each sketch or something. We'll find out. But in any case, What's your website? What's the website URL again?
Oh, for me?
For you.
PeterIsTheWolf.com. And I think we have now a WLPShirts.com, which is just going to be for the shirts that we design and sell.
Excellent.
Awesome.
So you can actually like check out all our really cool, clean or semi-clean shirt designs and stuff. And you don't have to – yeah, you don't have to – oh, yeah, check out that one. There's Gene Goodwin from the series wearing one of our newest shirts right on the front page of it. But yeah, you don't have to wait through all the porn and stuff to get to the goods.
Personally, right. I don't know why anyone would skip the porn, but okay.
Well, okay, let me get my jacket back on. I'm heading out into the snow.
Right.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thanks for coming on the show. And once again, I'll try to get you on to co-host another whole episode at one point with us and maybe somebody else. We'll see. Thanks for coming on the show. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm going.
Okay. Let's see here. Are there any topics to discuss? Mark, are you still here?
I'm still here.
Okay. You're so quiet. Hey, when are you going to bring us another review?
I should get one for you this week, actually. I have one in mind. Now that I get that project out of the way, I Excellent. Have more time to work on stuff.
Stuff. Stuff is good.
Stuff and things.
Tanya, Mark, did you get the – yes. Did you guys get the email of what we're going to be searchlighting this week?
I did. Not enough barbecue.
Not enough barbecue at notenoughbbq.com. Mark, did you take a look at it?
I did. I did indeed.
What do you think?
So yes, I really liked it. I'm not a gamer myself, but that doesn't stop me from reading the odd gamer comic or anything. But I actually found it to be really pretty funny, and actually pretty well drawn too. And I thought it was. It was rather clever. I did like it.
Yeah.
So there.
Right. Tanya?
I liked it. The art is clean for the most part. It is basically a gamer comic. There are a few jokes that you're just not going to get unless you're familiar with the games. And occasionally, as like the one that's up now, also aware of certain political organizations. But even that one, being a stance on PETA, is still gamer based. I think it's cute. The character designs are workable. The clothing looks great. They've got a great art style, and they seem to be pretty on point with the jokes. They don't there's not excessive verbiage and things like that. So yeah, it's cute.
Well, I'm not sure if these are actually based off of real people or if these are archetypes or whatever. All I know is that, okay, you got a cute, short, red-haired girl in it. Okay. Awesome. I'm a sucker for red-haired girl with short hair. She's cute as hell. But she's like one of those, tough as nails kind of people. Well, maybe not entirely that, but, that kind of demeanor. She's got that. Yeah, I'm a girl, but I'm one of the guys type of. Yeah, that's what I'm going for. I'm one of the guys type of girl. I'm a sucker for girls like that.
And a grunge element, do you think?
Somewhat.
Is that fair? A grunge element, do you think? Is that fair?
I guess kind of. People still say grunge anymore.
Oh, thank you, mate. Young whippersnapper, hey, grungy, you people with your iPhones. We didn't have no iPhones. We had two tin cans. We had to tie together a piece of string. You want to talk something, boy?
Whatever, Gramps.
What we used to have.
I don't know. I mean, I think.
Get off my lawn! Get off my lawn!
Anyway. I think that's a very general attitude, though, when you deal with kind of like counterculture girls. When you deal with girls that generally are surrounded by boys, they wind up with that exterior. Yes,
I don't know.
It's the "don't hit on me" clause.
Yeah, Which is sadly, you know, just what I'm...
If that's your archetype, you have got troubles.
Yeah, I tend to be more attracted to girls who have...
Who don't want to be hit on.
They're not interested in anything. Like I'm attracted to lesbians. Not like, ooh, lesbians together. No, just no. Like, just...
They see you, things I want to...
Well, no, it's like I've been attracted to like lesbians because of like their personality and just their demeanor and such like that, and I'm sure
they're completely unavailable to you.
Yeah, I don't get it. And just I don't know. I'm sure that the personality exists elsewhere as well, yeah. But I'm just all kind of I'm just a big pile of I don't know what the hell's going on with me type of thing. So, anyway, webcomics. Yeah, so that's Not Enough Barbecue at notenoughbbq.com. I really don't think we have any more time for anything else.
Oh, but there's so many people who are interested now in your sexual attractions. They want to know if you're into bi girls.
I don't know. I mean, well, okay, yes, I have been, but that hasn't been the issue of why I've been into bi girls. It's not like I'm into bi. Oh, you're bi, I'm into you. It's just like any other girl. It's no big deal.
They don't have horns. Spots or
bi girls are a little bit more of bi girls are a little bit more available than say you know lesbian girls so
a little bit more
and they can help you get dates
as a bi girl can I just say yeah that makes a hell of a lot more sense yeah they may and you know the great thing about bi girls we make wingmen for both sexes
yes but they really. They really hate when you assume, ooh, you're bi, so are we going to have a threesome? No, that's I can tell you right now, if that's don't assume that, you will get slapped.
Not or, in a fun way.
Yeah, or kicked in
not
the balls.
Not in a fun way.
Yeah.
Which is never a fun way.
No. Yeah. Is there a fun way of getting kicked in the balls?
I know people.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Why am I? It's a bra.
Okay. All right. Comfortable shoes, someone says, yeah.
All righty.
Okay, we're going to have one more call-in before we go, just because. Jinx okay. Tiger?
Hey, Fez.
All right.
Hi.
Only if you can not ramble
well,
for 10 minutes.
Crazy talking about lesbians for 5 minutes and stuff when there was amazing stuff that was being talked about earlier.
No.
Which I'm going to try to follow up on, you know, because, you know, guys can't follow up on lesbians very effectively. Doesn't really work.
Not terribly.
You were talking about Bar One and stuff, and yeah, it was had a great Sunday hanging out with Bar One at the con.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Artist's Alley, even if you're not necessarily selling, it could be great fun because you're just interacting with other people who are doing the same thing that you do, and you're all desperately trying to sell the people at the con. But, oh my God, you should have seen his setup. This is really worth, like, learning from and stuff. If you're talking about selling T-shirts, those wire mesh cubes that clip together, you sort of clip a wire mesh sort of tower. It goes vertical. He was telling me, oh, you got to go vertical. And you can do that right off of the floor and put T-shirts in it and stuff. And I had some extremely epic fail moments of... Conish madness. I had drawn a bunch of stuff which is in a Fur Affinity account that I'm not going to mention, and it was like all porn because I thought that I was going to make some money at the con and doing a little watercolors and stuff. I didn't actually have any clean pictures to go along with it. They were in binders, and I had you have to put bits of sticky note over the binders,
yeah.
You know, over what's inside the binders so that people can't actually see anything.
Yeah, it, depending on the color.
Erotica something isn't necessarily going to have that problem, but erotica something is kind of what sells at conventions quite a lot. So,
regardless of if it's furry convention or not.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's anime conventions, come on.
Right.
So there's a lot to learn, but I mean, hopefully what information I painfully stumbled across can be of help to somebody. Like I said, have some kind of well-worked-out artwork that's hopefully impressive. And I think that some of us people who do cartoony styles have a certain advantage, because the thing about using a cartoony style is that it'll read from a distance.
Right.
And that's something that would apply to you, actually, Fast, because your stuff would read from a distance. You'd glance at it from across the aisle and go, oh, look, that's a cushion.
Well, maybe we should have another episode sometime down the road where we talk a little bit more about selling stuff or getting noticed at a con if you have a table. But right now, Jinx Tiger, thanks for calling in. We do have to get going because we're over our time. But thanks again for calling in. And you're at tallyroad.com, right?
All right. Yep, that I am.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Yay.
All right. I think that's about it. Well, it is about it. We got to get going. This has been Fess of PSIWebcomic.com.
This is Tanya of Betapone.com.
And this is Mark of AutumnLake.com.
Thank you all for joining our 1 year not so special. Please join us in next week when we talk about the webcomic bacon webcomic project that I was talking about earlier, and you can go to the site. We'll see you later.
Bye. Yeah.
And don't forget to send in your milestones, because if you don't, it's just a rock. And buy my cookbook, because it's cool.
Okay, we're going. Okay, bye.
That's all for the Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.
I need more girls who love me. That's what I need.
Are you married?
Well, no, God, no.
Oh, jeez.